There are now more than 50 land trusts in the state, but in 1986, Door Counties was a trailblazer. Executive Director Dan Burke says trusts either buy land outright or purchase easements from owners. That way, owners, who are often farmers, can keep working the land, knowing it won't be sold for development when they're gone. 25 years ago, Burke says land preservation was mostly in the hands of the federal or state government.
There really weren't any options here in Door County that a landowner could turn to if they wanted to protect the integrity of their property. So it was really a way to give landowners options and to bring conservation to the neighborhood level.
Next week, the trust will close on a 500-acre parcel, bringing the 25-year total to 6,000 acres. Burke says some preserves are as small as 5 acres, others much larger. Land bought by the trust can be exempt from property taxes if it meets certain criteria. A University of Illinois study, commissioned in part by the trust, shows open lands are often less of a drain on public services than parcels that are developed.
We initiated a study here on two townships in Door County that found for every dollar that a developed land pays into the tax base, it costs $1.06 in services. So you find that farmlands and open space lands, which requires less in services than what they pay in, actually help subsidize those developed lands.
The trust uses state and federal grants to buy land or easements. Those grants must be matched 50-50 with private money. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.